says, when we get in the end zone, what we do? What do we do, Chris? What do we do, Chris? What do we do, Chris? Yeah, boy, we celebrate because we made it into the end zone. How come we can't celebrate when we get into heaven? Huh? Hey, you kids in the background, let me see your end zone dance. Let me see when you score a touchdown. Let me see your dance. Come on. Let me see. Come on, kids. Let me see. How do you do it? Show me your end zone dance, Will. Show me. Oh, there you go, Will. There you go, Will. End zone dance. There's it. Touchdown. Let's go, Josh. Let's go. Let's do it. How you do it? Show. You made it into the end zone. Come on. Oh, come on. Get with it now. Oscar, show them how it's done when you get into the end zone. That's it. Oh, yeah. Icky shuffle. Why? Because you scored. You got in. Come on. Wait, why are we celebrating? We got into the place we were supposed to be in, and the enemy was trying to stop us. And he put people in front of us to stop us to where we were going. But we made it into the end zone. And so when you get into the end zone, you can do all kinds of dances if you want to. Why? Because you made it past the defense. And the only way you score is when you are opposing the enemy, but you're trying to get to a certain point, and he's trying to stop you. Every time you get in, guess what happens? You get to celebrate. Some of us get to jump up in the crowd. And then they hold, oh, let's do the wave. Come on, let's start right here. We'll do the wave. Ready? Go. Come on. Yes. Now this way. Go. Come on. This way. Go. Come on. What are you waving? That's a wave offering unto the Lord. Come on. Come on, let's go. Woo-hoo! Go. This way. Go. All right, okay, where are my cheerleaders? A cheerleader. Give me a cheerleaders, come on. I want to say we got spirit, yes we do, we got spirit, how about you?
Okay, we got spirit, yes we do, we got spirit, how about you?
We got spirit, how about you? Oh, y'all are dead. Have we never been to a game before? Y'all ready?
Ready? Two, three. We got spirit. Yes, we do. We got spirit. How about you?
Is the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Spirit. Watch. Well, I'm going to show you in scripture someday. Wait. Hey! Watch out. Now watch this. Look. Oh. Wait. Y'all see how y'all sitting down? That's what they were doing in the upper room. They were sitting down. And then there was a sound that entered into the upper room. They weren't sitting down after that. There was a sound that entered in. What was that sound? A sound of a mighty rushing wind. Not just a... And it laid upon the heads like tongues of fire. And they got baptized in the Holy Ghost. People say, well, you ain't got the Holy Ghost, you ain't speaking in tongues. What kind of language am I speaking to you right now? I got this tongues. Well, no, it needs to be the unknown language. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. The Holy Spirit comes upon them, and they started to speak in tongues that other people could understand from different regions. That's the first baptism, the baptism of fire for witnessing. Witnessing. The other baptism came when they got baptized in the unction of the Holy Spirit that gave them the utterance to speak in unknown tongues that they knew not of, but to connect them to the Spirit of God in unison together as one. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. Oh, that's the one that I'm crazy for. Because when he steps in, I don't need nobody cheering for me to get engaged with him. I don't need nobody to come in and tell me, Pastor, you need to really start seeking God. You don't know how me and God got this. Me and God got this tight. Like, come on, stand up. We got this tight. He's the quarterback. I'm the running back. He's calling the shots. I'm just following his lead. He's calling the plays, and I'm just following the plays out. He's telling me where to advance, and I'm advancing. I may have 11 people standing against me. But I know who's on my side. I know what God has given me to do. And if the quarterback is calling the plays and he's going to hand me the ball, then I'm going to run with it. I ain't going to stop. And when the enemy wants to stand up and come against me, I'm just going to shook and jive. Yeah. Well, we can't stop just because he's trying to stop us. He may want to stop us to keep us from moving forward, but you don't quit. You just keep going. And if you feel like you get knocked down, regroup. Huddle up. Huddle up. Who are you huddling with? You get in there with the Holy Spirit. What are we going to do next, God? He says, I want you to go back and do it again. Yeah, let's go, God. Come on, let's go again. We're going again. Going again. And we're going to keep on keeping on. He may be trying to stop me.
He'll go with you.
Because the enemy knows that when you're with God,
amen,
you're never alone. The trick is to make you think you're doing it on your own. You're not. And when you fall down, you maybe get knocked down. Huddle up. Huddle up with Jesus. Huddle up. Well, God, it looks like you done took some promises away from me. God says, I gave you all the promises. The enemy over there is trying to make you think that you're not going to get it. But you're on my team. You're not on the opposing team. You're on my team. Don't you quit. Don't you give up. Don't you back away. I'm on God's team. And when the enemy's pushing against you, don't worry. You got God on your side. He's praying for you. He's interceding for you. He's going to get you to the other side. The other side. What is that other side? It's called victory, baby. Victory. Victory. You're not just going to win the game. You're going to win the ring. You're going to win the ring. The ring. What ring is that? The eternal ring of covenant that is never going to pass away. The eternal ring of covenant that you're going to have eternal salvation, that he's never going to kick you out of heaven. You ain't hearing me. You ain't hearing me. We think just because we've been knocked down a couple of times, just a couple, sometimes we feel like we got to punt the ball. Here you go. You take it, enemy. I'm going to punt it to the enemy so the enemy can advance at me. Wait a minute. Now, that's not how it goes. You are always on the offensive, never on the defensive. Never on the defensive. The trick of the enemy is to get you to defend things. You don't defend things. You take things. I've given you power and authority to overcome and take authority over and dominion over all the earth. Does that mean defending it? No. It means taking it. Walking in it. Understanding that you're in it. Do you understand? How many of you feel like it's time to huddle up? Is it time to huddle up? Is it time to huddle up with Jesus? It's time to get together for Jesus. Quit sitting down and let's stand up. I was watching A&M. I'm going to start to just, you know, transition into this. I was watching A&M when they were playing. I know the traditions that A&M has. I used to go there. We'll talk about that a bit later. So. Professional student for a while. But at their games, they don't sit down. How many men are on the field at one time playing on offense or defense? Whoa, count again. 11. The one that is standing is the 12th man. Who's the 12th man? The crowd. Get your Bibles open. Get your Bibles open. I want you to go to Acts 2, chapter 1. Yeah. See, I was wondering why, because I was doing my notes in there and it all went away. What you talking about, God? I got to redo it again. If you got your Bibles, you ready in Acts chapter 2, verse 1? Yes? Can I get an amen if you're there? I'm going to wait because they're still lagging amens. Who doesn't have a Bible or an electronic device? Raise your hand that needs a Bible. You need one? Can we get one, please? Can we get one? We need two. Acts 2, verse 1. Yeah. Okay. We want to make sure you have. And then you can keep them. You can keep the Bibles. Take them with you. All right. We just need one person grabbing them. Thank you. Okay. And when you're there at Acts chapter 2, verse 1, I want to begin reading. I'm going to show you basically what we were just doing, just carrying on like fools, right? But have you ever been to a game? Yeah. You've seen people, they're all painted up. Some of them don't even wear the shirt. They're all painted like Chicago Bears, and they have the big old, well, they have the Chicago Bears on, all painted. And then what was the one that has the cowboy? He has, I know it's the Dallas Cowboy, but what do they call him? He has that cowboy hat, black guy. He's real big. What is his name? Oh, he has the big foam cowboy hat. You remember that? Is that Whistling Ray? Whistling Ray. Okay. See, people know you go there and you see him, you know that you're at the Cowboys game too. Now, there's also so many things that people go crazy for. I used to go watch these Spurs games at this house, and I thought I was... Man, they give themselves up quick. And you would think that you were actually at a Spurs game. Because it gets so loud in there. And then there was some pico de gallo. Oh, my God. They had a little bit of cheese in there with that pico de gallo. Lord, when you lift it, even the chip would break and just worship. Because it was so good. And, you know, that has been a staple, you know, for all the games. Got to have the pico. You got to have the pico with the cheese. But here's the thing. Streamers everywhere. We have men up on the wall. You know, shooting back. All kinds of posters. How many of you got posters, you kids? How many of you got posters of athletic posters? You see? Why? Oh, okay, Miss Joy said, I'll shoot. I got posters right now. Because you like the athlete, right? So, okay, I got number 8. It's my new beginning. It's my new beginning. It's my new beginning here in Texas. Because I'm taking Texas as my state. Amen. It's my new beginning. Oh, I'm methodical, what I do. Y'all think I just fly off the hip. No, I don't. It's my new beginning. But some of us, where are they at? Stand up, sons of thunder. Stand up, sons of thunder. Sons of thunder, look at this. Can y'all see the back? Sons of thunder. That's who they believe. That's who they're believing, God. This is who they are. This is what God is giving. Thank you, guys. 7 for completion and rest. Mm-hmm. 7 comes after the number of man. Sons of thunder. He gave to them that were sons of thunder because they would take things by storm. They would never, ever take no for an answer. They would never, ever be pushed aside and never get what was rightfully theirs. Do you understand? We are people that have a tendency to go after tradition as opposed to going after relationship. We need to get in relationship so that tradition is just a byproduct because I have relationship first. Do you understand? How many of you know that you can be sitting here with a number on your chest, 9 is who, Parker? 24 is who? Barber. You got Romo. Who's 31? Which 31? Williams. Who Who you got, Liz? Johnson, who you got? Witten, who you got? I'm either. It's okay. 20 is who? Duncan. 81, you know who you got? Owens. All right. Now, just because you're wearing the jerseys, does that make it that you're in covenant with them? Now, when you go to the game and that say that's your favorite person, that's the one. So, like back in the day, everybody is wearing number 23 from Chicago Bulls, right? Okay, everybody, because he came in on the scene and started changing the things up, the whole way of playing ball. So you saw 23 all over the place. Everybody's wearing 23, but guess what? Nobody was going home with 23. Some of y'all may have thought you were, but you ain't. Now watch this. Just because you wear something on the outside that makes you look as a fan, what's on the inside don't mean that you're truly a fan. You can wear some things on the outside and say, this is who I believe in because I got my Bible, because I know how to pray in tongues, because I know how to do this and I know how to do that. But inside of you, are you holding the true spirit and identity of God inside of you? You're only wearing something on the outside. Can we have people see the inside of you, which is the Holy Spirit, where it doesn't matter what you're wearing on the outside, because it's always about what you're made of on the inside. People are so focused on how you look, how you dress, how you smell, and how you do your eyes. My eyes, they get a little... And they have a tendency to make fun of you. Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah. Now, I'm talking about Christians. They get made fun of. They get made fun of. Oh, you one of those. You got charisma. You're charismatic. Here comes all these labels now. Right? Now, oh, you're a holy roller. Bible thumper. Oh, you haven't got called down. Woo! Oh, you think you all that in a bag of chips, huh? Because you know Jesus. Well, my belief is in something else, and you can't tell me what to believe. How many of y'all have gotten that before? That happens. That's just truth. That's the truth. You get labeled. But people are more focused on what you look like on the outside and how you act on the outside. Jesus is concerned about what's on the inside. What's on the inside? Number 23, or Troy Aikman, or Tony Romo, or who was his? Cutler. All right, Cutler. Now, you can wear the jerseys with the name on the back and everything, but you ain't going home with them. Only the wife is going to go home with them. Wife, the bride of, is going home. Are you hearing me? You can be a fan, but only the bride's going to get close. You can be a fan of church, but only the bride is getting close. You can be a fan of Jesus, but only the bride gets close. And only the bride knows certain things that fans do not know. But I think it's time that we begin to show as the bride what we know about being huddled up with the Holy Spirit. And when he gives you the play, take that play. Take that, what he gives you, be obedient, obey, and release it to others. Because that is the plan that Jesus has, is to take the gospel into all the world. What is the gospel? It is not the Ten Commandments, as much as many people used to think. It is the grace, the love of Jesus Christ, who died for you. That's gospel. That's good news. Gospel means good news. Gospel is not, you know what, you've been acting up, and I think you just need to. You just getting all kind of sideways left and right, and it's because of the sin that's in your life. That's not good news. You need Jesus. You need Jesus. Matter of fact, you're so bad, you need God too. That's not how you minister to people. How about just going up to saying, God bless you, love you, God bless you. If you ever need anything, let me know. I can pray for you. I can pray for you. How many of us know that we need prayer? We need prayer. Prayer. But not the kind of prayer that we just have a one-way conversation and then shut the door and leave. We need to pray and learn to wait and listen. That's why I had you do that earlier. Pray, listen, and obey. Whatever God tells you to do, what are we to do? Do it. Whatever God says for us to do, we're to do what? Do it. Let's just do it. Just be obedient. Just do it. Now, what was the next exercise I said? The content. It's the content. This is the good one. This is going to get a lot of you religious ones in here. I know the Lord sent me here, but I feel led to go and do this over here now. I feel led. So the next thing I'm going to tape together is two pieces of lead. The lead that brought you here and the lead that's taking you out of here. And you can keep that in the pocket with you next to your pair of dimes that are taped together. Because you first led to be here and then you're led to leave here. Content will always tell you what God is speaking to you. Amen? Content. Can we wear the ring and not just the jersey? Can we get in covenant with the Holy Ghost and be true covenant with Him? That was a place for you to start. Yeah! I mean, y'all are, well. Lord, gee, I'm going to have y'all do, what do they call those, suicides? And you run up and down. Woo-wee! Acts 2, chapter 1, verse 1. Acts 2, verse 1. Are you ready? When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were together in one place. Where? One place. One place. And suddenly there came from heaven, what? A sound. A sound. Anytime you hear a sound from heaven, be ready for a display of God's glory. Be ready for God's glory, because this is what took place. There was a display. First there was a sound, and then what? Oh, mighty. Mighty. Not just a little, but mighty, right? Okay. And it filled the entire what? House. Y'all hearing me when I'm talking about house? House. Filled the house. Does that mean just the house? Just house? No, it means where you are at, He's going to fill that place. Can be in the house of worship, can be in the house where you live, can be in the house of your neighbor. All it takes is people together. And a heaven, a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were what?
Sitting.
What does sitting represent? Rest, waiting. Now remember, they were sitting and reclining at the table when all this was predicted and told to them that it would happen. Sitting. And how are you going to get what God has promised you? Sit. And wait. Because it's going to come at me like, I don't want to wait no more. Tired of waiting. Now you'll scream, but before that you won't scream. Now you have your temper tantrums where before you wouldn't because you were all composed. You had a little bit of hope and a little bit of faith. You were okay. But now when you get really stressed and you're at that point, I'm tired. Yeah. It doesn't say how. Okay, let's huddle. Come on, Chris. Come on, Chris. Come on, let's huddle up. Let's just huddle. Huddle. Come here, Mike. You over there walking around. Just come on here, Mike.
Come here, y'all.
Come on, Mike. They were obedient to get to the house, the upper room, because God told them, get to the upper room and wait.
Hello. Wooshila. Ask me and so here.
To huddle and wait. Some of y'all feel like the waiting is the delay of gain. It's a delay of progress. But the waiting is the progress. The waiting is the progress of the manifestation that comes to you. And we wait, and we wait, and we wait, and here came a sound. Can I get a sound from you guys? Can I get a sound? Sound. I want to get a sound from you. I want to hear a sound. Shh. Come on. Sound more. Louder. 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 Come on. Come on. Come on. And all of a sudden, they come out because they look to the people like they're drunk. Right? And watch this. Watch. Watch. You can read about it. You can read about it. And they say, this is what I love about when you read the Bible. It's really funny. Watch, if you read down in the story here a little bit, they start speaking. Why did y'all stop? Okay, but now they're speaking in languages that the other people can hear. Okay? That other people can hear and understand. And then the people say, they're drunk. They're drunk. Now watch. Oh, they're stumbling around. They keep stumbling. Yeah, keep stumbling. Keep going. They're stumbling. Oh, here they go. Now, verse 6, as they're stumbling, holding on, and as the sound of the multitude, watch this in verse 6, and the sound of the multitude came together. You hear the first sound. You hear the first sound that came from heaven. The second sound you hear is from the people. You hearing that? How many of you have heard the sound? Remember about a couple months ago, I keep saying, I hear a sound. Now it's up to the people to come together in unity to make a sound. So what do you think the enemy's going to try to do? To divide you. So that the sound is in unity. This is why the sound is important. Now, as you continue to read on, verse 7, and they were amazed and astonished, saying, are not all these who are speaking Galileans? How is it that we hear each of us in his own native language? Now, what I want you to do is go down. Just. Verse 12, and all were amazed and perplexed, saying one to another, what does this mean? Let's say it together. What does this mean? That's good. But others were mocking, they are filled with new wine. Here's what I love about verse 14. Watch this. What is in your Bible? But Peter standing with the 11. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing that? The last thing that we read about Peter was sitting at the enemy's fire. Remember that? When he denied Jesus, Jesus came to him, sitting at the fire at the beach, redeemed him, restored him, and now you hear Peter, with revelation knowledge, standing with the 11. Standing with the 11 now. With the 11. This is the 12th man that is standing with the 11. Why is he now standing with the 11? Because now he's going to speak. Where there was a season, he had to be still. Some of us don't like to be still because we're too busy just... saying a lot of nothing. He wants you to be still, get understanding, get revelation with the covenant that he has made, because they were sitting at the table reclining when they were taking communion. A covenant is given, but they didn't understand it and the reception of it. They went through it and partook of the breaking of the bread and drinking of the wine, but because he said so. But it wasn't until revelation knowledge came that Peter saw what he said, and what he said manifested. Now he has an understanding, so Peter stood up. How many of you are willing to stand for Jesus? Are you really, really willing to stand for Jesus? If you want to stand for Jesus, it costs you something. Mm-hmm. You're going to have some people that are amazed that you're standing for Jesus, and you're going to have other people come against you because you're standing for Jesus. They're going to mock you, ridicule you, and talk about you and make fun of you. If some of y'all have issues of pride, that's one of the things that's going to come first. Because they're going to talk about you and see how you're going to handle it. Now watch this. But Peter standing with him lifted up his voice. He began to shout. Did you read that? He lifted it. He began to preach. After sitting, getting revelation knowledge on relationship, he began to shout. He began to shout and address them, saying, men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. In other words, look at, listen here. Listen. Listen to my words now. Why could he say that? Because they saw him deny him in the same area where they're at. How many of you have denied? You know, I go to church on Sunday. But you're afraid to really show the Spirit of God that's inside of you. Because you know that God has given you something about the individual that you know you need to pray for. But you get scared because they're coming against you. And we shut down. But if we had been at one of these team sports and we were a fan, we'd be shouting, losing our voices, dancing, standing on top of chairs when a play was going real good for the side that you're believing God for to win. Because everybody starts to pray a lot at these games. Everybody begins to pray for their team. We have a, who's that?
Tebow.
We also have people that go up to the TVs and. We do all kinds of things for our team. But when it comes to Jesus, all he's asking for, will you take a knee in front of everybody and let them know that you reverence me and love me. And when it's time to pray, you honor me. And that you state not in God's name, but in my name, in Jesus' name. People don't get offended when you say God, because that can mean anything. But when you say Jesus, it points to who you believe in. And they get real frustrated when you're in a place of business when they say, you can't be doing that. But you will have a Muslim be able to do what they want to do. Because you're afraid and living in this politically correct society that I have to give time for that individual. But you won't allow me to say Jesus and speak to people in the workplace. Baby, I'm telling you what Jesus said unto the disciples. When you go to a place and they don't receive you and they don't receive correction, dust your feet off. Dust your feet off and keep moving. I'll deal with them. They may not want you in that place, but God wants you there. Just the mere fact that you're there keeps them. And if they don't want favor, dust your feet off. I ain't talking for y'all to start going ahead and start quitting all your jobs. That's not what I'm talking about. There's that other lead that's in your pocket. Don't do that. Hear God. Listen to content and then obey. Prayer is necessity. Prayer is. And then learning how to discern what the content is and what it's going to tell you to do. Watch what Peter said. This is good. Peter's my boy. Peter's my boy. Watch. For these people are not drunk as you suppose, since it's only 9 in the morning. That's what he's saying. Peter said, they're not drunk. It's only 9 in the morning, but you wait till about 5 o'clock somewhere, they'll be all right. Because then you're going to know it's okay. And you'll say, oh, yeah, because they just came out of happy hour. What was Peter saying? I'm going to address you like you're addressing me. You say that they're drunk. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. You know tradition says that we don't drink wine until lunch. Got to understand where they're from. You got to understand their traditions. Maybe y'all need to hear this. The first miracle that was recorded that Jesus ever did, what was it?